Yo, what's up? Welcome, my cold-blooded kings and queens. I've missed you so fucking much. Like, you don't even know. You don't even... I can't speak today, but, like, anyways. I will talk about why I haven't been posting and stuff like that in Ramble Time. But I've missed you guys so much. Welcome to episode 9. Today we will be talking about Bobby Joe Long. Now I discovered Bobby while I was watching that movie that's made about the girl he abducted and the reason he got like caught. So I was like, yo, that's fun. Like I should do an episode about that. So here we are, but today we're gonna focus about more about Bobby and less about the girl. So yeah, but I will mention her and I will mention like what she did and stuff like that. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode and let's just jump right into it. So Robert Joseph Long, aka Bobby Joe Long, was born on October 14th, 1953 in Canova, I hope I pronounced that right, West Virginia. Bobby was born with an extra X chromosome, I don't know how to say that, also known as 47XXY, which made him have breasts, but he underwent breast reduction surgery as a child, so that's fun, you know. He also suffered multiple head injuries as a child, which, if you're a true crime lover, you know that this is a red flag. Cause like low-key, all the serial killers and like murderers, most of them got fucking head injuries as a child, like. They be clumsy as hell, you know? So if you're clumsy, watch out for that. But, he had dysfunctional relationships with his mother. Which just means his relationship with his mother is, like, you know, fucked up. Not the best, you know? And, he married his high school girlfriend and had two kids. But she filed a divorce later in 1980. So, right off the bat, he's a psychotic when he was, like, you know, a child or whatever. And there, I think I've heard that the high school girlfriend, she was abused by him. But, like, which is, like, fucked up. And he has two kids, also fucked up. But, yeah. Life is shitty, I guess. Bobby, though, raped at least 50 people. His method would be first contacting the woman through a penny saver and other classified ads. When he like would find a woman alone, he would ask for the bathroom and takes his quote-unquote rape kit, which is like disgusting to say, and raped and robbed the woman. Solid plan you got there. Anyways, he was convicted to rape in 1981 but requested a new trial, which led to the charges being dropped, which is like, yo, he raped 50 women, how would you drop that charge? But like, that sucks because I don't know how law and stuff works, so... But I know this is fucked up. Like, this is 50 women we're talking about. Like, what the fuck? How is the charges being dropped? I don't know, but that's how fucking law and stuff works, which, like, I don't know shit about that. Bobby moved to the Tampa Bay area in 1983 after the whole situation. Over the next 8 months, Bobby abducted, raped, and murdered at least 10 people in three counties in the Tampa Bay area. The investigation involved the Hillsborough. I fucking English is not my first language, okay? Hillsborough, something like that. County Sheriff's Office, the FBI, and the Tampa Police Department, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Which is like such an ego boost for him. Like, all these people and offices just looking for one person. Like, that's just one fat ego boost for the guy. Like, I bet he was like, damn, either they're like really dumb, or I'm just like really good at what I'm doing. Which is also fucked up. Like, fuck you, buddy. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, in the early hours of November 3rd, 1984, Bobby abducted 17-year-old Lisa Mayvey. I hope I didn't butcher that. As she rode her bike home from work, he blindfolded her, and took her to his house where he raped her. And that's when I tell you what she did, because she's honestly a genius, and she was just a genius. Like, in the movie, they showed her like when he abducted her and like took her to his apartment, she literally counted the steps and remembered, oh, the green carpet, and she asked to go to the bathroom. She put her like fingerprints everywhere, and she like memorized everything, and she just treated him as if she like understood him, and she just like, you know, made him believe that, you know, she's not gonna call anyone, you know, he's safe with her, which like is honestly genius of her, because like a lot of people, when they're like panicked, you know, they don't think straight, which is like completely understandable. But the like this girl, she's literally kidnapped, and she just did all that, which is like awesome. And in the movie also, well, when she like escaped, because he refused to kill her, he was about to kill her, but because she manipulated him, he like caught feelings or whatever, which is like ew, but like he didn't kill her. But she went to the police department and she's like, yo, this and this and this happened to me, and they're like, yo, how did you remember all that? Like, do you want attention or whatever? Because the people that she was living with, which I think her grandmother and like someone else, I don't remember, but they were abusive, or like, I don't know, they thought she was just being a teenager and just doesn't want to live with them or whatever, and she just wants attention. And she was like, yo, literally saying the truth. But like, damn, like that movie was like, I didn't think it was real, but then I like looked it up and I'm like, damn, this is real. So, you know, be like Lisa. If you ever, God forbid, get kidnapped or whatever, be like Lisa, just think straight. I can't tell you what to do, because like, honestly, this is a traumatic experience, so I don't know how she did that, but like, that's like very, very admirable, you know. But after the whole situation, like, she went to the police, she was arrested in November 16th, 1984. He was linked to murders through the red carpet fibers from his car found on the victims' bodies. So if you're gonna be a murderer, don't fucking get a car with red fiber carpet. Like, what the fuck? That's so ugly. Like, red interior is cool and all, but like, red carpet fibers? Ew. This is not how to be a murderer podcast, or how to get away with murder podcast, so I should shut up about that. Anyways, Bobby, though, got him the death that he deserves. You know, he didn't die in jail, whatever. He was executed by lethal injection on May 23rd, 2019. So, like, 3 years ago, which is, like, crazy. His final meal was roast beef, bacon, french fries, and soda. He was pronounced dead at 6:55 p.m. And he had no last statement, which is, like, boring. Come on. Like, we need the last statement. Who the fuck dies without a last statement? Like, you're boring as fuck. But yeah, this story is really fucking short. Like, we're 12 minutes in, like, without even all the editing and stuff. So, that sucks, but probably because he's, like, not that famous. The serial killer himself, he's not, like, infamous or something. So, I guess that's why the story is, like, really short. But, I don't know. The fucking Zodiac Killer, though, that was a long story. Like, that took me, like, 1 hour to finish recording it, which was, like, crazy. But this one, this guy's, like, story is very short, which is sad, because, like, I needed that long, fun story. But it's whatever. It's a fun story with an admirable victim. And be like Lisa, guys. She cool or whatever. Let's jump into ramble time because we have a lot to say. We have a lot to say. So, welcome to ramble time. Hope you guys like Bobby's story. Because I really enjoyed that story. And I enjoyed watching the movie. It was very good. You should watch the movie. I think it's Believe Me. That's the name. Yeah, it's Believe Me. Definitely watch that story. But let's discuss the elephant in the room. Sound like a fucking millennial. Anyways, so why have I been posting? Okay, so I recorded that and like fucking months ago, and like I was supposed to edit, and I fucking deleted the recording, which made me less motivated to post, which is like, I know not an acceptable whatever, but like I kind of have some stuff going on, so it made me even less motivated to post. And let's just say this summer is not the best summer for me. This fucking year is not the best year for me. But let's just hope I post next week again, and the week after it, and like the week after it. But yeah, so reason I haven't been posting is because deleted the footage, lost motivation, shit happened, lost more motivation. So yeah, I guess I should get over myself and, you know, post, because like that's fucked up. But yeah, okay, something else that I want to talk about is the whole Billie Eilish situation. Honestly, I thought this girl would support Palestine, but I guess not. Like, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Billie Eilish, after she posted the new album or whatever, she, in like a video, she was like, "Hey Israel, new album's up, go listen to it," which is like, girl, like, aren't you, don't you like not support Palestine? Israel is like low-key not a country. Like, there are people living in Palestine, but like the country, it's Palestine, it's not Israel. Like, what is it? And like, it sucks because I like her and I like her music and I like her voice, but like after what she did, I don't really think I should support her, you know? So like, why would you do that? I don't have anything against like people that live in Palestine but are not Palestine people. I don't know, but like, they're just peacefully living there. Like, okay, live your life, you do you, whatever. But like, the people that are being violent about it, like, shut the fuck up. It's not even your country. So like, I got so sad when like I saw that video of Billie Eilish being like, "Hey Israel, like, come on." I was rooting for you, okay? Like, anyways. Kind of bummed out about it, but yeah. So, another topic. The Olympics happened, which was pretty fun to watch. You know, it was a good season for Egypt because we got, let me remember. Yeah, we got 4 bronze medals, 1 silver and 1 gold, which is like the first time we did that in history. So, it's been fun, you know. We could have done better, but we're grateful. It's good. It's good. At least we got something, you know, like Rio 2016, we fucking got like 3 bronze medals or 2, something like that. So it was a good season. I'm really excited about Paris 2024. I think it's gonna be good, but let's just hope the opening ceremony in Paris will be like better, because low-key Tokyo 2020 opening ceremony was like, they could have done better. Like, come on, they could have done better. Like, have you seen, like, they could have done better. I didn't watch the closing ceremony because, like, I was sleeping, so fucking missed it. But my sister watched it and she was like, yo, it's like not that special. Rio was way better, but I guess because of like the whole, you know, pandemic that we live in, it's hard. But like, come on, like, you're doing it in, like, you're doing this Olympic Games in a pandemic, so like, you could have been more cheerful, you know, because like, it's not like every other Olympic Games ever, so like, they could have like had more effort into it, you know, make it more fun, you know, more color, just more dancing or whatever, that would be fun. But like, they didn't do that, which is okay. It's okay, let's just hope Paris would be better. But like, it was fun. The Olympics was really fun. I love watching the Olympics. But I hate the 3x3 basketball. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, I love basketball. Like, basketball is like one of my favorite sports ever. Just, I love basketball, okay? Like, I'm here for it. But like, what the fuck is 3x3 basketball? Like, I don't see the point. I just see fucking a team. Like, I just see 6 people fighting over a ball. Like, that's what I see. And it's just a small court. Like, I'm just not used to it. Like, I don't like it, but it's whatever, though. I like watching Taekwondo very much. I love watching it. It's very entertaining to watch Taekwondo for some reason. But yeah. The Olympics were fun. The Olympics were good. But let's just hope Paris would be good and this fucking pandemic would end, so there would be crowd, because like, let's be honest, the crowd made the Olympics way more fun. Just the screaming and just the cheering, it made it way more fun. But like, in Tokyo there was like no crowd and you're like, yo, it's so quiet, you know. So let's just hope the pandemic would end by then, which is like, it would, because there are already vaccines and stuff. So like, it would end. I would be fucking, wait, I'll be like 19 when 2024 comes. Like, I'm 16. I would be like, shit, I would be 20 or something. Fuck, I would be old. What the fuck? Anyways, but yeah, I think that's enough for ramble time. I've been talking for a lot, so so let's just jump into the outro. Yo, outro time. Hope you guys enjoyed episode 9 of In Cold Blood. I fucking enjoyed recording it. Like, honestly, I missed this so much. But I hope you guys liked today's episode. Follow the podcast's Instagram at InColdBlood16 for like sneak peeks, you know, pictures about what I'm talking about, because I do that, and updates, you know. And let me know if you guys like want a Q&A or something, so that would be fun. I would do that. I would totally do that. But go follow the Instagram. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast, and I'll see you, cold-blooded kings and queens, in episode 10, the next episode. This is your host, Hagar Wallet, signing out. Bye.